Mr. Leno. Mr. Mark Leno, thank you for coming today.
Hey, Transmarch, welcome to a new America. Today, San Francisco's values became America's values. Not bad. It's good to be back with you. You're ready to march, I know that. And I want you to know, we continue to move forward the issue of trans rights in Sacramento. We've made great progress. Of course, we amended the Fair Employment and Housing Act way back in 2003 to make sure that we had an inclusive of both sexual orientation and gender identity to prohibit discrimination based on both in housing, in employment, and in public accommodations. This year, we're working on a bill that would require that when a state agency contracts with any business, in-state or out-of-state, that they must provide equal benefits to their transgender employees. And that means mostly healthcare benefits. We already require that of our in-state contractors, because that's the law in California. But our in-state contractors compete with out-of-state contractors who don't have those kinds of state laws. We say, if you're doing business in California and you're gonna get taxpayer dollars, then you provide equal benefits to your transgender employees. We're also working on a bill regarding foster youth. We wanna make sure that all foster youth in our care, when they are placed in a group home, in a private home with a family, that their gender identity is respected and considered before that placement takes effect. We know our foster youth deal with a lot of challenges in their lives. They faced a lot of hurdles at very young ages. The least we can do, right, is be respectful of their gender identity. And the good news is, these bills are moving forward, yes, on party line votes. We get used to that in Sacramento. Our Republican colleagues are still dealing with hospital visitation rights for domestic partners. But my Democratic colleagues and I know that you're gonna hear from Assemblyman David Chu, who's doing such a great job representing San Francisco and Sacramento. Together, we're making sure that our Democrats vote the right way and are respectful, not just of those regarding sexual orientation, but gender identity and gender expression as well. So thank you for letting me share your stage with you for a couple minutes. I got here a little late today, so I couldn't introduce the mayor as I usually do, but I did bring a little love from the California State Senate for Transmarch 2015, and this is a hard-working group of volunteers that bring us together so lovingly, so beautifully every year. We say congratulations on now this 12th annual Trans March and celebration of pride and the rich diversity of our community. Couldn't do it without all of you being here. Couldn't do it without all your hard work and your love and your care. So please accept this on behalf of the California State Senate. We love you very much, and we'll be back again next year. Celebrate this weekend. It's a rare, sweet moment of recognition, liberty, and justice for all. Thank you.